Sankirtan Foundation presentation continued. Yes, it's about entertainment. And that's how the wise teach and lead the people. Cleverly building wisdom into that entertainment. Look at the wise epics of the world. But really, I mean, we shouldn't see entertainment as something lower for the Shudras or something like that. Especially if we ourselves snap on some Hollywood flick at night when we just want to relax. And we do, at least I do it. I think most of us do it. Most humans who have that possibility. And I'm not just talking the Shudras, I'm talking all the ranks. So, I mean, one level of communicating this wisdom is, of course, in more philosophical works, such as those of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada and similar sages from all over the world. For the intelligentsia, for the brahmanas, for the academics, for those on that level. But then, and well, I guess the next step is done by them, the different experts out there, to take those messages and make them into entertainment, all different levels, depending on where people are at. I would say that's real, mature, fully grown education. And this is pretty much what we have in our society today. So when I say Sankirtan Foundation, I don't mean some funny little media cult, but a company that produces media in such a way, professionally, with all the knowledge, or I mean, as much as possible, that is available in the industry, as we call it, for getting messages out there in the most effective, efficient, and best ways possible. Because that's what it's about today. There's a big bloody war going on about our minds. I mean, I could get into this, but I just saw a video by a pretty smart analyst who tells amazing facts about how the biggest world events that we find today shaking the world are instigated and even controlled by a media apparatus. Into which the minds of billions and billions of people are practically directly connected. Books and the journals and the little radio and little TV of the old days is a bygone age. So at least when I say Sankirtan 2.0, it's about that. Not just going out preaching in the media. But it's about being there, taking advantage of as God's mercy. This incredible, wonderful opportunity to reach out, not just to every town and village, but to every mind and heart. So this Sankirtan Foundation, whether it's going to stay very small, just a couple of people running it, or attract many like-minded, I would say Sarah Grace, who share there in their heart something we can call Vaishnava Siddhanta. And I mean the idea that, understanding that I am eternal spirit soul, part and parcel of the supreme soul, God, Bhagavan, Allah, Krishna, Rama, Jehovah, what, you know, and that life is happy for all of us and each and every one of us if and when we return to that loving relationship to God and to all the children of God. Yes, when I speak, and maybe some of us all this, or I would say co-founders of this, most of us came from the Gaudiya Vaishnava tradition, and I personally like to put a special honor there to Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada and see it at least as central to what I am doing and will do, my productions, to ultimately in the natural pace for everyone and, well, as a recommendation here and there, here are these books by Bhaktivedanta Swami. And yes, the idea is that we can make books too. Foundation, we can sell books that we like. And so on.